Hello, I'm Brenda Villa, and I'm here to talk to you about tarot. Tarot, however you say this French word, is fine. But what you need to know is that this is such an extraordinary spiritual gift. It is beautiful to look at, it's soothing to hold, and it is supercharged to guide your life. I have been reading tarot for decades. And 5 years ago, I created my own deck called The Beauty of Tarot, but I love them all. There's a deck for everyone. It just find one, pick it up, and improve your life. The reason that tarot improves your life is because it gives you guidance, it gives you confidence, it gives you insight and clarity to heal, to be empowered, to move forward in your life with confidence, to take actions, to activate healing and love in your life. It's such an amazing tool. So let's just break it down into a few chunks that you can say, I might want more of that in my life. First of all, let's face it, Earth school is hard, right? It can be super challenging in a way that exhausts you, in a way that frustrates you, in a way that keeps you sort of on edge and guessing, should I do this? Should I do that? And there are so many amazing options, but you don't want to mess it up, right? You don't want to waste too much time, energy, resources. And so we want to be as efficient as possible as we engage in life and we invest our life force as well as resources and time. And tarot will help you make those choices that are in your highest good and direct you away from options that aren't as valuable to you, both from a soul expansion, from healing, from all that, all those things that would diminish our energy. The other thing is, like, we are always looking for clarity. And we're looking for that guidance that says, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? And most of the time, we're relying on our intuition or our gut feel or possibly what someone recommended on Facebook. I don't know. But it's whatever it is that, you know, we turn to all kinds of places for guidance, absent certainty, absent confidence. And so tarot is so clear because it's actually concrete. It's not a I had this feeling, I think this is the interpretation. It's literally concrete. It's right in front of your eyes. You can't negotiate it. It's right there. And I love its clarity. Yes, you do have to learn the cards and interpret them, but that just comes with practice. And you can do anything over and over again, and you will get better. And tarot is just like that. But the clarity that the messages bring are amazing. So back when I was learning tarot, I lived in Dallas, Texas, and I used to read for friends' dinner parties because they were very generous and everybody wanted guidance, right? Tell me more about me. So you will be very popular when you start practicing tarot. And so I had read, I don't know, for maybe 10 people, and it was finally my turn to sit and have some dinner and enjoy the conversation. And a friend, one of my friends, of course, all these people I knew, when he had picked up the cards and started shuffling. Now, I knew this person. I wasn't freaking out like, oh my God, someone else touched my cards. Now, today, I would have put my cards away in an appropriate way, but back in the day, I was just learning, right? And I just put my cards down. And people are so attracted to the cards, they just can't even help themselves. So, of course, he picked them up and he started shuffling. And just as we had done in the reading, he cut the cards and he took the top card. And it was the death card. And so he's in conversation while he's shuffling the cards and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's shuffling and he cuts the cards again and he pulls out the death card. And then, you know, he's still in conversation. I'm watching him, down the table. I'm just watching him do this. And I'm thinking, this is kind of interesting. And he shuffles again and he cuts the cards and he pulls out a death card. And finally he turns to me and says, you know, from a couple people away, hey, Brenda, how many death cards are there in the deck? And I said to him, there's one, at which point his eyes get really large. He's like, oh crap, what's going to happen? And I said, well, just, you know, be aware as you go through, you know, these next couple of weeks that there'll be some closing coming your way. Something is going to come to closure. And of course, he was fired the next week. So this was a very fast closure for him. But when you pull the death card three times, obviously that energy is right around you. And so the clarity, the insight, in some ways, while he was very surprised, he was prepared for this closing. He was like, okay, something's coming. I'm just going to shore up my resources. But this is the kind of insight that and support that that tarot can offer to you as you move through the world. Now, again, we all, what happens when we're looking for guidance, and especially when the stakes are high, whether it's a love relationship, a career focus, a big project, a big assignment, a move, whatever it is, we want to know that we're making the right decision. And absent of information, we get desperate for, is it this? Is it this? Is it this? You just want to know. You want that reassurance when it's unclear. And so what happens is we start scanning the horizon for anything that can help shine light on something that is unknown to us. And so we turn on the radio and we think that's a sign. And sometimes it absolutely is. There is no doubt. But not every time you turn on the radio. Or like, this was the image on the Google search page today. That's my sign. Well, you know, maybe, maybe not. We have to be careful. But absent information, absent clarity, and focus of what's available to us, we will take anything as a sign. And we're hardwired to be affirmed, right? So we know this. And that's why it's so important to have a trusted, sacred tool that you know its meaning, that you know its power, and that you can feel supported and guided by this tool, by tarot. It's right there in front of you. You don't have to scan the horizon. You don't have to exhaust yourself. It is right there waiting for you. All you have to do is turn to it. All you have to do is get a deck and just start learning these cards, learning these sacred symbols, and it will infuse and support your life, I promise you. The other thing that people do when they are desperate for information is that they seek out subject matter experts and people's opinions, whether it's online or podcasts, right? We're always searching for information. And specifically, when you start turning to your friends, you know you've done this before. You know people have done it to you. What do you think about this? Do we like this partner for me? Do we like this love match? Do, you know, my boss, blah, 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 blah. What do you think I should do? You know, whatever it is, we go over and over and over until finally your friends are like, we need to do an intervention. This is off the hook. Can't do it anymore. We've got to do something here, right? So my invitation to you is to save your friendships and learn to row. And partly, the reason you keep asking is because, you know, I give you props, because the reason you keep asking and you go back and back again is because your nervous system is hardwired to know when something is right or not, right? That's our intuition. And you know when people are telling you something, you're like, yeah, it makes sense. And I know you're smart and I know you're wise and I even know you care for me. But I know this isn't right for me. I know what you're saying isn't the right choice for me. And so I have to reject it. I have to reject it with every aspect of my being. That's why I'm coming back the next week and the next day. And I'm texting you and saying, you know, it's because you're actually following your intuition in the moment, but you don't have the right information yet for you to be able to move forward. And it's not like you are judging your friends while you're rejecting their advice. It's thank you and I'm still not feeling it. It hasn't landed for me yet. And so honor that while you're driving your friends crazy, you're actually following your instincts. And that's powerful. What can be a little better is if you take the next step and you invest in a deck, or you even go further and invest in a class and learn tarot so that you know as the cards are unfolding before you, this connection you have, you're like, ooh, I understand that. Or, ooh, there's something here, but I'm not quite clear. So I'm going to look this card up. I'm going to sleep with it. I'm going to meditate with it. Like, I'm going to let it unfold with me because I'm drawn to it. I know this feels right. I just want more information. I want to understand it more fully. This is a better investment of your energy instead of like, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? So that's, I want to remind you of that. We are always seeking what you actually know is within you, right? The Wizard of Oz is right. Dorothy, you had it in you all along, right? So when you get information that doesn't affirm that hardwiring of what you know to be true, you have to reject it because otherwise it's like a mini self-betrayal and we can't go there. And you know that. So good for you for knowing that. Now just take the next step and start investing in tools that can support you, like Tarot, something that's concrete that will affirm you, and it hits that nervous system in the most positive, supportive way. And then I want to talk about when it's like you trust your intuition, you have good instincts, and something still isn't clear. And again, this is usually when the stakes are high. This isn't like, hey, I'm trying to pick a place for dinner tonight, right? That's not what messes you up. But it's when the stakes are super high and it really matters and you care deeply. So what happens, it's like there's static on the line. You can feel it. You know something's going to change. You don't know what it is, but it's just not clear and you're not sure. And what happens then is like it's a crisis of faith, right? You're like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I don't know, but I know. I don't know, but I know. And you get in this 360-degree reasoning where you just kind of spin out, what about this, and what about this, and what about this, and then you're back to point A again, and you just keep spinning and spinning. And it's exhausting, it's not healthy, and quite frankly, it's a little boring, right? I've been there where I'm like, you know, asking, what about this boy? Should I still be with him, you know, back in the day? And, you know, it's exhausting. And there's so much life to live. We can't lose all of this sacred life force energy spinning out. We have to be able to land somewhere, find some relief, and get on with living, right? Just get on with living. There's so much that has to move forward. And when you get stuck in these spirals, in these quagmires, back when I had a corporate job, I was in one of these quagmires where I was like, ooh, there's something coming. There's a big change coming, and I don't know what it is. And, you know, I had pretty good intuition, but I was like, oh, they're going to fire me. I don't know why they're going to fire me. I'm doing my job, but I don't know why they're going to fire me. And so then, you know, so for a couple of weeks, I was like, oh, something's going on. Something's going on. Something's different. Something's shifting. Then I got into a couple of weeks of, oh, they're going to fire me. I don't know why they're going to fire me. Oh, my God, what happens when you get fired? I've never been fired before. So you can hear, right, the spinning out. Well, what happened was I had an office at a corporate headquarters, which was interesting and challenging and a little weird to be in corporate headquarters. I had been in the field before, and that was much more comfortable. But so it was just a kind of a tough environment for me. And what happened is that they were reconfiguring our floor, and they didn't have enough floor space. So they offered me an opportunity to work from home, which was like an answered prayer to me. This was such a relief. I don't have to go into this space every day, and I can still keep my job and work with people I like, but I just don't have to commute and work in this particular space. And so that's what I'm talking about, those situations where you know, like, ooh, something's changing, but you don't know what it is. So absent of information, our mind likes to know. And so we search for our meaning, we search for our guidance, we search for information in all these ways. And absent information, we spin out, usually in negative ways. We don't tell stories about, hey, I'm going to win the lottery. We tell stories about, oh my God, I'm going to get fired. And again, when it came through, it was something that was absolutely desired. I mean, I didn't even think to dream that this was a possibility. It was such a blessing for me. It was so perfect for me. But that's not where I spun to, right? Absent of information, I spun into something that would be detrimental, that would be bad. And it wasn't that at all. And so if you had a tool that would help you and support you and guide you in a way that kept you from spinning out, wouldn't you want that tool? Wouldn't you reach for that tool regularly to enhance your instincts and your intuition? It doesn't override your intuition. It supports it. It enhances it. It actually builds your vibration. It uplifts your vibration. Just shuffling the deck lifts your vibration. So if you move through your day and you need a little healing, just shuffle your deck. Like, it's that powerful. This tool is amazing. And if you had something like that, that could uplift you and support you and guide you to move through life with greater confidence, with greater clarity, with more energy focused on where you're going, what your goals are that you desire, wouldn't you reach for that tool? I hope so. I hope you will check out Tarot, and I will see you in the next session.